slightly more difficult than making witch fires run over armor. It took just a minute to transform both of us. Meantime, the Shadowlanders closed in, though not with the enthusiasm you would expect of men who had caught their enemies flat-footed. I raised Shadow Spinner's head high. They recognized it. I used an augmentation spell to make my voice carry. "The Shadow Master is dead. I have no quarrel with you, but you can join him if you insist." Swan had an impulse. He bellowed, "Kneel, you swine! Kneel to your mistress!" They looked at him, a foot taller than the tallest of them, pale as snow, golden-maned. A demon in man's form? They looked at Blade, almost as exotic. They looked at me and at Shadow Spinner's head. Ram said,
"Kneel to the Daughter of Night."
He was so close I could feel him shaking. He was scared to death.
"The child of Kina is among you. Beg for her mercy."
Swan grabbed the nearest Shadowlander, forced him to his knees. I still do not believe it. The bluff worked. One by one, they knelt. Narayan and his armholders started chanting. They chose something basic, repeated mantras of a sort common in Guni ceremonials and Shadar services. They differed mainly in including lines like,
"Show mercy, O Kina, bless thy devoted child who loves thee," and "Come to me, O Mother of Night, while blood is upon my tongue."
"Sing!" Swan bellowed. "Sing, you scum!"
Typically Swan, he roared around, forcing the slow to kneel and the mute to cry out. His actions were not sane. Sane men do not force enemies who outnumber them 1,000 to 1. They should have torn us apart. The thought never occurred to them.
"We are a feeble-minded species," Blade observed in wonder. "But you'll have to keep escalating, or they'll start thinking."
"Get me water. Lots of water."
I held the Shadow Master's head high and shouted for silence.
"The devil is dead. The Shadow Master is cast down. You are free. You have won the countenance of the goddess. She has blessed you, though you have turned your faces away for generations, though you have denied and reviled her. But your hearts know the truth, and she blesses you."
I raised the intensity of my witchfire showmanship, became a fire with a face.
"She has given you freedom, but no gift is free."
Blade brought a water skin. "I need a goblet, too," I whispered. "Keep the water out of sight." I continued trying to generate a state of hysteria. That was less difficult than reason suggested it should be. The Shadowlanders were tired, terrified, hated the Shadow Masters. Narayan led another sing-along. Blade brought me a goblet from Shadow Spinner's tent. I prepared it. The spell was difficult, but once again I achieved an unexpected success. I knew the water in the goblet was water. It tasted like water when I took a drink.
"I drink the blood of my enemy."
To the Shadowlanders, it looked like blood when Narayan and his armholders started using it to smear marks on Shadowlander foreheads. I invested those marks with the power to stick. Those men would bear the stain of blood as long as they lived. They even put up with that, a lot of them. A lot decided to try their legs and headed for home. After a few hundred had been marked,